If you make the playoffs, I mean, you're going to be excited to be in that tournament. And everybody's 0-0, and our guys understand that. We're disappointed today, but we got to get it out of our system quick, come back, because anything can happen once you make the postseason.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, following an 8-point loss to the Seahawks to wrap up the regular season, a missed opportunity for the Cardinals to capture the NFC West Championship and play a home game. Instead, they'll go on the road to take on the Rams on Wild Card Weekend in a game next Monday. And here to talk about it with us, joining us in the Ak-Chin Community Studios, he wore the colors of the Cardinals, now part of their broadcast team, Rob Fredrickson, our guest. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Hey, Vinny, Bick. Good to be here. Thank you.
We've talked a lot about, well, early in the show we talked about it. There's obvious, palpable disappointment in how the Cardinals performed yesterday, how they finished the season. As a player, how much truth is there, how much validity is there into this, hey, clean slate, playoffs, everybody 0-0 mentality?
You know, there's a lot of truth in that, in my opinion. Professional athletes, whatever sport, they have an innate ability to compartmentalize things, okay? So to put things into silos, win or loss, and that's really what you have to do because you know, there's no other choice. You have to go forward from here. Yeah, it's disappointing, and today they're licking their wounds, they're looking at the film, they're making the corrections, but at the end of the day, you have to get ready for the Rams. And so, yeah, there is a clean slate, and obviously you'd rather start that clean slate with a good feeling going into it, but the fact remains, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, nobody's going to remember the Seahawks game.
No.
No. Nobody's going to remember that.
Yeah, it's going to all be based on what they do in the postseason. What's your take, though, on a football team that loses five consecutive home games entering the playoffs? How do you even begin to explain that?
Yeah, it's one of those things. This is a weird year where I feel like league-wide, really, there was teams that just for whatever reason seemed to play better on the road. I don't know if it's you know, a focus thing. I can't really explain it why the Cardinals were so bad at home this season. Historically, I think they've been pretty good at State Farm Stadium.
Yeah. Even when they haven't had good teams, they've been much better at home than they were. Talking to Rob Fredrickson, part of the Cardinals radio broadcast team here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, following that loss to the Seahawks. Offense or defense, which side of the ball do you have more questions about going into the playoffs right now, Rob?
Well, if you're looking at yesterday's game, you'd really take your pick. I mean, honestly, defensively, couldn't stop the run. I mean, Rashad Penny, we made him look like an all-pro. And Russell Wilson really couldn't be stopped. We couldn't stop the pass. Offensively, you know, I felt like we had some sustained drives. And we were able to do some things, but then we'd stall out in the red zone. And that's kind of been a common theme is red zone efficiency for this team. So that's an issue. The offensive line, as good as it looked, kind of a makeshift, shuffled around offensive line last week against the Cowboys, when you have all your starters back, they looked rusty. They did not look good. They did not look cohesive. So that's obviously an area of concern. So, yeah, there's question marks for sure. You know, and ongoing kind of chemistry issues between A.J. Green and Kyler Murray. You know, you saw that yesterday. So there are certainly areas of improvement and concern. But, again, you know, it's start over this week. It's clean slate.
Let me ask you this about Kyler Murray, because – I get having a lack of skilled players. I get losing DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a painful thing, but I think most football fans look across the NFL, and if you're a true franchise quarterback, if you're Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or whatever, you find a way to make spare parts work, and that doesn't seem to be the case here recently. What do you think that says about Kyler, if anything?
You know, I think yesterday, I really believe that Seattle had a good game plan for Kyler Murray and for this offense. They kept everything in front of them. They weren't allowing any of those big chunk plays. And when the Cardinals did get a big chunk play, it was brought back by a penalty.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so when you have 18 of your 28 completions going to tight ends and running backs, that tells me that Seattle really did a good job of bending, not breaking, frustrating Kyler Murray. I think any quarterback would get frustrated when you're you're running for your life, number one, and number two, you're just having to dump it down to a back underneath, mm-hmm. and that gets frustrating for a team. And so, yeah, you know, a franchise quarterback has to overcome that. And sometimes, you know, you want to chuck it down the field, and I know Kyler does, and I know this offense wants to, but sometimes you just have to take what they give you. And they were able to move the ball, but it just, when you get down to the red zone, things tighten up, coverages tighten up, and you got to find a way to get that ball into the end zone for 7 versus 3 points.
Rob Fredrickson, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Rob, in all your time in football, have you ever been part of a team that went on a 19-play drive that took almost 11 minutes off the clock and the ball never got into the red zone?
Well, I played defense for some pretty bad Cardinals teams, Vinny.
Yeah, you did.
So I was on the receiving end of some of those 19-play drives.
I just but a drive of that length and they never crossed the 20-yard line. That I don't know if I've ever seen that before in all my years of watching football.
Again, it's frustrating, and I think Seattle kind of had a game plan to, you know, just bottle it up and keep everything in front of it and come up and make good tackles. And so it's, you know, that is frustrating beyond the pale.
What do you think about J.J. Watt's impending return and what effect it might have on this team?
I think it's an emotional lift. You know, he's an emotional guy, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and I think that resonates and that wears off on teammates. The question that I have, though, is you know, coming off a shoulder injury for a defensive lineman, where all you're doing is using your hands and ripping and pulling and swimming against big offensive linemen, how effective is he going to be? How many snaps can we count on him, you know, going forward in this season? Yeah, the emotional, whatever you might get from him emotionally on the sidelines and before games, that's all great. But if you're going to activate him, if you're going to give a roster spot to him and take it away from somebody else, you need to have him be available out there for, you know, you would hope 15, 20, 25 snaps.
As it sits right now, the Cardinals ended that game yesterday really banged up at running back because Connor got hurt. They obviously didn't have Chase Edmonds, so they end up with Eno Benjamin, who I thought ran really hard and played really hard down the stretch.
Yeah.
But also on the defensive side of the ball at corner, you know, they lose Kevin Peterson early, and they're thin anyway. Which one of those positions is a bigger concern for you heading into the playoffs?
Well, it's cornerback for sure, especially going against the Rams and what, you know, what they have in terms of talent at the wide receiver position. So getting Marco Wilson back, that would be
huge.
Great. I don't know what his situation is, but that's certainly an area where the Cardinals are thin, and that's a huge area of concern. I'm with you, Vince. I really liked what I saw from Eno Benjamin yesterday. He had you know, just explosion. He really ran the ball hard. He was good in receiving out of the backfield. So that's encouraging for me. That, you know, obviously you want to have James Conner. You want to have him going into the playoffs. And I don't know what his situation is going to be going forward. But Eno Benjamin gave me some confidence yesterday.
I would agree with that. Finally, what about that though? What would explain a lack of urgency given what might have been on the line for the team and what was on the line given the fact that the 49ers beat the Rams?
Well, they had everything in front of them. You're right. You know, that Rams 49ers game was about a half a quarter ahead of us. Ahead of the Cardinals game. So we kind of saw what was going on there with the 49ers being able to come back and tie the game and really, you know, make that game, you know, in play for what the Cardinals had to accomplish. So I can't really put my finger on it on as far as the Cardinals. I believe the Seahawks played a really good game. They had a good game plan, and they're a proud team.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a situation that they haven't been in a long time, where they're out of the playoffs. They're a losing record for the season. So Russell Wilson, again, one of the top five quarterbacks in this league. So you know, you could sit here and say that the Cardinals didn't play well, but you also got to give some credit to the Seahawks. I think they played fantastic.
Yeah, real quick, Monday Night Football in the playoffs, good or bad?
I think it's good. gives the Cardinals an extra day to prepare to heal up.
They might need it, yeah.
You know, look, we always say NFL owns a day of the week. Well, now they own about 3 or 4 days of the week, and especially playoff
time. They're not
time.
Stopping.
Yeah, that list is growing until it gets to 7. Rob, thanks for joining us this morning. Always good stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.